We are the home for your Green Bay Packer coverage here on K107.1, and we stream it live at K107.com. This Sunday, no exception. The Lions come to town. The coverage starts Sunday at 10, and the kickoff set for noon could be a sloppy one if the rain comes this way. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com going to join us on the K-Lines. Brian, my heart misses you during a bye week. I'm glad that we're ready to go. 13 straight weeks of football coming up here.
Sounds good. Glad to be back on the horse.
we were talking the bye week. You look week four, you're like, well, that's dumb. But then it's 3 weeks into the season, and you think, oh, man, these Packers can really use the bye right now. Do you think they're going to be ready to go for another 13 weeks? Are we going to get the injuries out of the way? I mean, you can't ever predict that, but an early bye week could affect the rest of your season.
The Packers certainly have a lot of games ahead of them before their next break. I guess they'll get a mini bye because they play on Thanksgiving, so they'll get a little bit of a break then. But they needed the break, no doubt about it. This was a banged-up team. We're going to see a lot of players coming back who had missed at least part of the Cincinnati game. Morgan Burnett hasn't played the first three games of the season. He's coming back. Eddie Lacy's coming back from his concussion. Jermichael Finley's coming back from his concussion. Clay Matthews is coming back from his hamstring injury. These are all guys who play big roles for the Packers, and they could use them all.
I think you're really going to notice with Morgan Burnett just how much the Packers missed him. Some of these games, that Niners game would have been a lot different, I think. The Bengals game, too. He is a key player on that defense.
Yeah, Morgan Burnett, they've missed him a lot. The Packers made a big financial commitment to him before the season, signing him to a long-term contract extension. They expect him to be a big part of the Packers' future, and he's the kind of guy who just doesn't make mistakes back in the secondary, and that's what they're really missing. You know, there's not going to be any mixed-up coverages. He can really help bracket a guy like Kelvin Johnson, who the Packers played this week and is such a threat for the Lions' offense.
That Lions offense between Kelvin Johnson, Matt Stafford, I don't think gets as much attention as he should. And Reggie Bush, who the NFL finally found a way to put him in the right team, the right system. He is having a renaissance year.
Reggie Bush is a weapon. They're going to try to get him matched up in pass coverage against the comparatively slower Packers linebackers, you know, A.J. Hawk, Brad Jones. And if the Packers don't do a very good job there of trying to contain him, Reggie Bush is a threat. So that's going to be something to watch. And you know, A.J. Hawk has got, you know, caught up in pass coverage before against guys like Darren Sproles, guys who he's much slower than. So we'll see how the Packers fare there.
The Lions coming to town again, coverage Sunday, 10 o'clock on K107.1 and K107.com. You can stream the audio, the kickoff at noon. We're talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, a great resource for fans. Make sure you check that out. The Lions historically very bad at Lambeau Field, and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers historically very good off a bye. All signs would point to a victory. What has to go wrong for Green Bay this weekend? What can Detroit do to kind of break the streak and come out there and really be the class of the NFC North?
I do think Detroit is a very talented team. Sometimes they don't put it all together. Sometimes it looks like they may be a poorly coached team, but the talent's there. Between, you said it, on offense, between Stafford, Johnson, and Reggie Bush. But on defense, you know, they have those first-rounders on the defensive line, and Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, and say what you want about Ndamukong Suh, and he might be a dirty player. He still is a pretty darn good one, too. So, I think this Lions team is going to give the Packers all they can handle. That being said, I think the Packers are going to be energized coming off the bye. I think they're ready to put a losing record behind them and start coming out firing. And the Packers have won, I forget the exact number, something like 22 out of their past 23 games at Lambeau Field. This just isn't a team that loses at home. So I think the Packers are going to kind of reverse course here starting coming after the bye.
How detrimental would a loss be to put the Packers at 1-3 going forward? It's not a must win, but but it would really kind of set things back a little bit. You'd be a couple of games behind Detroit. You'd come off the bye. You'd lose. That would throw this team off the skids a little bit, don't you think?
No doubt about it. You know, this game might not be a must-win, but a loss would create some must-win games in the near future. I mean, that would create a situation where the Packers are going to have to go on a long winning streak to, you know, start getting themselves in playoff position. So, I mean, the Packers, you know, they're facing a situation where they have to start winning soon because teams like the Bears, teams like the Lions are starting to pull ahead of them in the NFC North.
I'm going to predict that you're going to predict a score of like 38-34 or 31-27 Packers.
I do have the Lions covering the spread. Packers are favored by like roughly a touchdown. I'm saying it's going to be a slightly lower scoring. I'm saying 30-28, but the Packers are going to come out on top.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Checking out, Brian. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.